597. Jill, go ahead.
Sorry, forgot to push the button. I think it's very important that everybody knows the symptoms of hypothermia, because it doesn't end up like getting burned in a fire. It's eventually you get to the point where everything is fine and you just want to lay down and take a nap, and it's really far along and bad news.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. Yeah, you don't want to get to that point, but can you describe some of the symptoms, Jill?
I'd have to look them up because I don't remember all of them, but at some point you get where you're so cold that you feel warm and you want to start peeling your clothes off.
Copy that. And like you said, then when you start feeling warm like that, everything seems okay, and then you want to take a nap, and then you probably don't wake up. Is there anything else, Jill?
Pushing the wrong button. Not right now.
Copy that. Are there any other comments? 487, I have one more comment. 487, Kimber, go ahead. Thank you. I've been sitting here thinking all day because my family's suffering a little sickness, so we're just sitting around and sleeping and relaxing. But my mind is saying, mention to the ladies to practice cooking food without electricity. Practice like making skillet bread and making simple things to feed a whole family, making a pot of rice, just recipes that you've been wanting to try. Write them down and practice them. You got to practice doing that as well so you can feed yourself when you need to. And just stay as calm as you can and work through step by step. Thanks. Back to Ned. Copy that. Well, that makes total sense to me, Kimber. Are there any other comments?
Yes, okay. I have another one. I taught my kids a long time ago how to cook on a wood stove and how to use the iron skillets and whatnot. And you cook a lot of things when you're hungry. You can really come up with some good stuff.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. There was another comment. Go ahead.
This is 583. Back to the fires. One of the greatest things that you can get out in the woods if you have accessible to old pine trees, they'll have, or even wounded pine trees, they have a lot of pitch in their wood. That pitch, if it's wet, will even light with a match or a lighter. Pitch is amazing stuff, pitch wood. They call it fat wood. You can get that saturated. In fact, I had a group of ladies at my house years back. We were doing a class for them, and I had a piece of pitch wood in a bottle of water, and I took the wood out, took a lighter, and it lit right up. It's amazing to work with in the rain. It'll start a fire when nothing else will, and it'll keep it going.
Copy that. Yeah, I know that for a fact as well, being out in the woods hiking or hunting with my husband and things like that. Yeah, you are totally correct. So that's an awesome thing to keep in mind. Are there any other comments?
Pine cones, they're great for starting fires.
Copy that. That makes total sense. There was somebody else that had a comment that had a traffic jam with you. Go ahead.
597.
597, Jill, go ahead.
Okay, I looked it up. There are, looks like, five stages. Stage one, mild hypothermia shivering, which is the body's response to heat loss. Stage two, moderate symptoms include apathy and decreased muscle function. Sometimes these symptoms can be mistaken for intoxication, right? Stage three is severe, shivering stops, patient shows a decreased level of responsiveness and his or her skin may appear cyanotic, which is the bluish tinge. Stage 4 is critical, and they may vital signs decrease, respiratory rate and pulse may be undetectable. The patient may seem unconscious. Break. Stage 5, the patient dies.
Copy that. Well, thank you for that, Jill. That's something that we all need to watch out for, obviously. Are there any other comments? Well, crippled. Anyway, I'd like to talk about the pitch and inside wood. And I just saw a Facebook reel the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, that talked about the best, one of the most accessible places to get the pitchiest part of the wood is, let me break. You can go, if you're in a forest or where there's a lot of trees, if there are any downed trees or even trees still standing, but yeah, even down trees, they still hold that pitch. So any branches that are sticking out, you cut that branch off flush with the log and only use the first 2 or 3 inches that are sticking out, peel the bark off, and that's the most saturated part of the pitch that's in there, in that branch. They start on fire very easily, like Gina said, even in the rain. So something to think about. Awesome. Very good information. Well, thank you for that, Kimber. There were a couple others. One of you want to give a try on your comment?